Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show is for college recruiting fans.
What a run! He's got a lane! Wow! Touchdown! What an athlete!
College recruiting, high school prospects, and more. This is Recruiting with Oregon Live's Andrew Nemec. Brought to you by Power Rents, your local family-owned independent equipment rental company in Portland, Salem, and Vancouver. Online at powerrents.com.
Cooey!
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
Hello, welcome to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. Like 2 weeks away. Less than 2 weeks away from the early signing period, and things have gotten real in a hurry. The last few years, other than like a couple of big names, it's been pretty well determined who was going to come to Oregon. In fact, I think Oregon didn't add a pledge at all. Like the few days leading up to signing day last year, they signed all of their prospects the first day of the early signing period. No major additions. 2 years ago, they added Justin Flo on signing day, but the rest of the class was pretty well put together. No major decommitments. I think Johnny Wilson flipped to Arizona State, but everybody knew that was coming. And that had been reported before signing day that was going to happen. So no major drama there, although obviously the Justin Flo thing was a big deal. This is a different thing. This year's going to be a very different experience for Oregon fan. There are a lot of prospects still available to the Oregon Ducks. It's going to be fascinating. Josh Connerly Jr., the five-star offensive lineman who is uncommitted, the number eight prospect in the nation, he's pushing his decision back to February. He visited Oregon recently. He told me he's going to visit Oregon again before he decides. Michigan is the presumed favorite. USC, this will be a trend on this show. USC has made a run and might get a visit at this point. Something to watch. Five-star wide receiver Kevin Coleman visited Oregon. One of the top receivers in America. Oregon's on his list. Florida State's on his list. USC is on his list. USC is a team to watch. Florida State is the presumed favorite. Cyrus Moss, the number four edge rusher in the entire country, was down to Alabama, Arizona State, and Oregon as of like 72 hours ago. He visited Oregon for the Platy, the Civil War, whatever you want to call it. No judgments. This is a safe space. And by all accounts, I mean, 100% of crystal ball predictions on 24/7 sports are to Oregon. I predicted months ago it'd be Oregon. I talked to recruits who know him pretty well. They thought Oregon. In the last 72 hours, USC has hired Lincoln Riley, and suddenly USC is a major player. He will now take an official visit to USC, and there are folks who are well-placed within his recruitment who think very, very strongly that at this point, USC is the team to beat. That because they get that official visit, they are going to emerge as the favorite. I don't know that. He's going to be at the Pac-12 title game tomorrow to check out the Oregon Ducks. He's a big fan of Oregon. They've had a multi-year relationship with Cyrus Moss. They can pitch that he's the next Kayvon Thibodeau. They can pitch that they helped develop Kayvon Thibodeau to the point that he's the number one pick in the draft, potentially. There's a lot in Oregon's favor. I'm not 100% sold that 72 hours of just Lincoln Riley's at USC is enough to get him, but I do think it's a serious fight. Jeffrey Mba from France. That's probably not how you say it, but it's M apostrophe B-A. The number one junior college prospect in America has a top five that includes the Oregon Ducks. He's visiting Oregon on December 8th. He will announce his decision December 19th. And as far as he understands it currently, and things you know, are always subject to change. French national TV, one of the national TV stations in France, will be broadcasting his commitment, which is kind of a cool little deal. He's a 6'6", 305-pound defensive lineman. That is a lot. That is a lot that's up in the air. And those are just guys who are uncommitted. You still have to sort of worry about making sure all your commits sign. Now, I talked to Kelvin Banks today. He said he's solid with Oregon. He's ready to sign. He will sign on the first day of the early signing period. No Texas, no Texas A&M. Kelvin Banks going to be a Duck. That is massive. Number 14 prospect in America on 24/7 Sports. The number 12 prospect in America on Rivals. He is the highest rated offensive lineman in program history. That's a big deal. Jaleel Florence, one of the top corners in America, a top 100 prospect, and his teammate Jaleel Tucker, also a top 100 prospect. They are both solid to Oregon and planning to sign. He tweeted today, can't wait to sign with Oregon in 2 weeks. I had a chance to talk to him. He said Jaleel Tucker is the exact same. They're both planning to sign with Oregon. Those are a couple of your biggest prospects. Talked to Devin Jackson today. The very recent All-American Bowl selection was just given his All-American jersey or was just announced as an All-American Bowl selection like within the last few days. He says he's solid to Oregon. Good sign. Tatario McMillan, Greg Biggins reported as recently as this week that he doesn't plan on visiting USC or Arizona. He says he's solid to Oregon. We will have Greg Biggins on, by the way, in the next segment, and it might be two segments depending on what he's doing, but I believe it's the next segment. That's the plan. It's the tentative plan to talk about T-Mac and make sure that that's all still the same case, because there are rumblings that he might visit USC if they were to pursue some of his high school teammates. Remember, Arizona was seen as the leader for a while until Oregon snaked him at the end. And the reason Arizona was seen as the favorite is a couple of his Servite teammates are at Arizona. If USC were to make a push at those guys, I could potentially see a scenario where T-Mac would join them at USC, but that hasn't happened yet, and that's pure speculation. I'm sure Oregon fans are going to be furious with me about it, but listen, it's my job to kind of try to read the tea leaves here. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Darius Clemens, the Westview athlete, the All-American Bowl selection and wide receiver. He is likely to choose Oregon over Auburn, but he is working to schedule potential visits to either Michigan or USC. He has one more official visit. He is trying to decide between those two which one he'll visit. So I do think that's Oregon. I predicted Oregon. I feel confident that that's going to be Oregon. But it's not a certainty. If he ends up taking the visit to Michigan or ends up taking the visit to USC and falls completely in love, I guess it's possible he would go those directions. But I do think Oregon gets Darius Clemens. That's a lot. That's a lot to consider. That's a lot still on the table. I don't remember a time that Oregon had this many pieces still to wrap up this close to signing day, other than when Willie Taggart left. When Willie Taggart left, it was like, okay, reset the whole class. Some guys are going to leave. Some guys are not. You know, 90 commitments or whatever it was that year. Five guys that were wide receivers or tight ends in the last like 6 weeks of the recruiting cycle decommitted. It's going to be a wild ending. I'm honestly kind of dreading it. It's really hard to predict where kids are going to go anyway. The guys that wait this long are difficult to predict. Go back. I thought Justin Flo would go to Oregon. I said that. But there were people predicting USC. Heading into Kayvon Thibodeau, I wasn't confident. Most people were picking Alabama. I said I thought it would be Oregon. It wouldn't surprise me in any way if it were Alabama, but I thought it would be Oregon. It was Oregon. I got kind of lucky there. These are hard to predict the longer they go anyway. But you throw in a coaching change like Lincoln Riley to USC, and you've got guys like Darius Clemens, Kevin Coleman, Josh Connerly, Cyrus Moss, all suddenly saying, well, USC is making a move. Because of their new coach, I don't know how you gauge how they'll hit it off in the next 2 weeks with Lincoln Riley and his staff. I don't know. You don't know either. They're high school kids. Maybe he'll rub them the wrong way and they won't want to go there. Maybe they'll hit it off and they'll think, man, he's going to develop me into a first round pick. It's a wild card. And the more wild cards you stack in, keep in mind these are high school kids making a pressure situation. That's a wild card in and of itself. The harder it is to predict where guys are going to go. I do think Oregon gets Darius Clemens. I think the Cyrus Moss battle is a real fight. Jeffrey Mbah, the number one junior college prospect in the country, the number one defensive tackle, 6'6", 305 pounds. Oregon's going to get the last visit. That's a really, really good sign. Auburn's also in the mix. Missouri, Miami, Florida, and Tennessee. All those programs are in the mix. He's visiting Missouri and Tennessee today. I think both of them today. Or at least those visits start today. I think he's actually going to technically be on campus at both campuses on the same day at one point because he'll leave one to go to the other. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it all shakes out. Oregon right now is number 10 in the nation or number 9 in the nation. It's changed within the last 24 hours. Number 1 in the Pac-12. It's a really good recruiting class. It's a very good recruiting class. If they hang on to T-Mac and Kelvin Banks and the Jahlils and Devin Jackson and they add in some collection of Cyrus Moss, Darius Clemens, Jeffrey Mbah, that's a pretty good recruiting class. It's a really good recruiting class. But if something were to happen and they were to lose T-Mac, which again, I don't necessarily consider likely, but it's possible. It's possible. If they were to strike out and get just Darius Clemens and miss on Jeffrey Mbah, miss on Cyrus Moss, not have a shot at the end with Josh Connerly, then I think at the end you're a little bit disappointed. You're not devastated. It's still going to be a top 12 recruiting class nationally. That's really good. It's top 3 or 4 classes in the history of Oregon football. That's great. But I think Oregon fan has gotten a little bit spoiled and for all the right reasons. Mario Cristobal year after year seems to be improving upon his recruiting class. They just get better and better and better and better. And it's still possible. This one gets better with Jeffrey Mbah and Cyrus Moss and Kevin Coleman still on the board and Josh Connerly still on the board. There's a path to this being the best class ever, but it's really tough sledding. There's no gimme. There's no lay-in commitment right now other than Darius Clemens and then a 3-star defensive lineman. They're probably going to add a 3-star defensive lineman. And then from there, we'll find out. It's going to be a wild ending. And again, I'm not super excited about covering it. that might be burnout talking. It also is just the stress of it. Because you'll have kids tell you to your face, I'm not visiting this school. And then they go on a visit. Josh Connerly told me straight up, I don't think I'm going to visit Oregon at this point. I don't think I'm going to make it. And then not only did he visit for the Civil War game, which he said at one point he was going to do, but also now he's telling me he's going to take another visit. He may take that visit. He may not. By all accounts, he's a wonderful kid. Everybody says he's a wonderful kid. So I'm not throwing him under the bus. I'm just explaining how difficult it can be. When somebody says directly to your face, I'm not visiting these days, and then they visit, you go, well, I guess I was wrong. I reported what the kid told me. He says he's going to visit again. I think Oregon's in an uphill battle. I think Michigan's there. I think USC's making a push. And I think Oregon's making a push for Josh Connerly. But I think Michigan's the team to beat. And I think USC right now is the very flashy team. In the last 48 hours, they've landed a top 2 running back in the country, a 5-star running back, and the number 2 overall prospect in the class of 2023, a 5-star quarterback. And they're going to flip the number 1 athlete in the country who decommitted from Oklahoma. He's going to choose USC as well. USC wasn't even on the board for Cyrus Moss like 72 hours ago. And now they're a top 4, and some people think they're the favorite. 24/7 Sports recruiting reporter Greg Biggins will join us next to talk about T-Mac, to talk about the influence of USC, and to talk about Cyrus Moss. What are the chances with him in terms of his chances to go to Oregon? That'll be next on Recruiting with Andrew Nimmick on 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
It's been a while since Oregon had high drama going into the early signing period. Sure, a commitment here or there. They waited on Justin Flo. They waited on Kayvon Thibodeau. But mostly they've had things wrapped up. That's not going to be the case this year. A number of prospects on the table, and even some of the commits are worthy of watching. Joining us now to talk about it is national recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports, Greg Biggins. Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm good. It's crazy right now, right? Time of the year, I literally forgot it was 7:15 and the phone rang. I was like, shoot, you almost kind of like forget to eat right around this time of the year. So
yeah,
good to talk with you.
I've done that before where I'm working in December and I realize it's like 5:30 and I haven't eaten and I've had like six cups of coffee and I'm like, why do I feel like crap? It's like, oh, yeah, that's why. Let's start with Cyrus Moss. Cyrus Moss, didn't have USC in his top three. Suddenly USC's in his top three and he's going on an official visit to USC. And some people think USC potentially could be the team to beat at this point, even though it's been Oregon for months or seemingly Oregon for months. Is this an individual case or is this like the shining example of this is what Lincoln Riley to USC does to invigorate their recruiting base?
Yeah, no, I think you're right on both accounts. I think it's a singular case in the sense that I don't think every kid who suddenly didn't have USC, I mean, I don't think USC was even in his top five, more or less top three. I think he kind of had a few other schools in front of them as well, but obviously Oklahoma was a school in his top five. I still think Oregon leads, but right now USC is definitely trending for a lot of kids, and I think what's happening is recruiting, it sounds weird, but just like in sports, momentum plays a role. And I think one guy commits or two guys commit, all of a sudden, they get on the phone and these group chats start to blow up. And pretty soon there's like this adrenaline rush where all these kids are saying, hey, let's all go here to play together. And end of the day, I think kids are going to do what's best for them. I've never bought into the whole package deal. I think kids are going to make their own individual choices. But right now I do think USC is a serious player for Cyrus. And, I do think a lot of it is just because Lincoln Riley has created a lot of positive energy over the last 3 or 4 days. And I'll be honest, I knew he would come in and have that kind of effect. But it's been surprising even for me just to see some of the kids they're doing well with right now that I didn't think they had a chance with maybe just a week ago.
I'm the same way, and I've done some Portland radio for a few hours a day twice now on primetime, and the text line is blown up with, like, you're an idiot, Nemec. It's not the resurrection. It's not the Pete Carroll era all over again, and I don't know what's going to happen on the field. But from a recruiting standpoint, I who said it's going to be more difficult for Oregon in California now, it's going to at least create an even split with USC talent, with talent going to USC versus Oregon, even I've been surprised at the push. It's been incredible. Guys who I thought were rock solid were like, man, if USC calls, I think I might visit just to check it out. It's Lincoln Riley. And you're like,
yeah,
really overnight? I mean, we all talk about recruiting being about relationships. And I think there is an element to that. But I think the thing people forget is, like, these are 16 and 17 year old kids. And like you mentioned, sometimes momentum has a lot more, the flashy new toy, that's more exciting in some ways than the relationship of the coach you've been talking to for a year. And it seems like USC is riding a serious wave right now.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, Lincoln Riley, he's up there with, I think Mario, talk about head coaches as lead recruiters. Mario Cristobal is one of the best. Urban Meyer was phenomenal. Nick Saban is phenomenal. You mentioned Pete Carroll. I talked about head coaches that were really active. Lincoln Riley is that guy. He's extremely active. You know, you talk to kids who took unofficial trips, not even officials, but unofficial trips, and the first guy to meet in the parking lot was Lincoln Riley. Usually it's, you know, the equipment guy or the staff guy or the, you know, football ops. You meet the head coach, you know, an hour and a half into your trip. Lincoln's the guy who's greeting him in the parking lot. So, and I think because of how active he was, a lot of these kids already have relationship with him. Cyrus Moss already had a relationship with him. Guys like Hero Canoe from Santa Margarita already had a relationship because he was being recruited. You know, Ernest Green and C.J. Williams. And just, I'll just use modern day as an example. You know, they have four elite top 100 kids. Relique Brown was an Oklahoma commit. C.J. Williams was a Notre Dame commit. Domani Jackson, the DB, and then David Bailey, who's probably the best out of all of them. You know, I think USC's got a real shot to kind of do a clean sweep. And, you know, a week ago, David Bailey's going to Stanford. Domani Jackson's going to Alabama. Relique's going to Oklahoma. And CJ's going to Notre Dame. And right now, USC is no worse than the top two. They just got Relique today. They're probably no worse than the top two for Bailey, Domani, and CJ. And I think that's just kind of a little microcosm of kind of what he's doing, you know, at that one school. And he's kind of doing it all over the region. And I'm still curious to see what he does from a national standpoint, because I've been saying it and saying it forever. You know, unless you, if you truly want to win big, you got to recruit linemen. And right now we just don't have a lot of them in Southern California. So he still has to, you know, go national, but then someone will tell me, hey, you know what? He was able to get kids from all over the country to go play in Norman, Oklahoma. And that's not a shot at Norman at all, but they're saying if he's
not
LA. Go play in Norman, he should be able to get kids to come to Southern California, right?
Right,
so yeah,
right.
That's I think the feeling is he's going to be just fine. And what we're seeing, Andrew, it's kind of funny. So we saw within the first 24 or 48 hours, like four or five guys have decommitted. And I'm using air quotes to say decommitted, because what happens with the new staff is some will honor the commitments. Others coaches will say, you know what, I want to win.
Hit the road, Jack.
I need to, you know what, you said it probably harsher than I did. I was going to say maybe nudged
yeah.
out.
Okay,
a little
fair
bit,
enough.
Right? Kind of nudged out. And when you see a player that's locked in all year long, there's a new coaching change, and suddenly you see the tweet, I decided to open up my commitment. It's typically not that kid who wants to do it. So I think right now you're going to see USC hit the portal extremely hard. You're going to probably see a mass exodus of current players. And we're already seeing, you know, with that whole commitment list, they're saying, hey, I don't want this guy, or this guy. I'm going to bring in my whole new guys. And it's going to be interesting to see what the roster looks like, I would say, probably a year or two from now.
Talking to 24/7 Sports National Recruiting Analyst Greg Biggins. Okay, a simple one, I think. But maybe not. It's a straightforward question.
Yeah,
I don't know if the answer is simple. Who wins the Pac-12 recruiting crown for the class of 2022? Is it Oregon? Is it Stanford? Or does USC come from outside the top 100 in 2 weeks and take it?
Man, that's not simple at all. You're asking me to read the future. You're asking me to be a fortune teller here.
Well, I just mean it's a short answer. It's not a simple question, because the answer for me is I don't know, especially if David Bailey were to choose Stanford. It makes things really interesting. So that's a hard one. It is a hard one, it's a short answer.
My answer is I don't know either. We're on the same page.
Okay.
I think it's impossible. It's not going to be Stanford. I'll say that.
Fair.
My gut right now is David Bailey probably goes to SC. That's just a weird
gut
I have. I haven't talked to David in a while. I don't know. I just have a weird gut. Now, will he choose Stanford? Would that shock me? No, not at all. Stanford's actually in home tonight. So would it shock me if he chooses Stanford? Heck no. You know, you can't go wrong with Stanford. My kid would go to Stanford whether he wanted to or not. That's just kind of how we are. And I was a 3.0 student, so it wasn't like I was his big-time academic guy. But honestly, Andrew, I think Oregon looks really good still. You know, if they're able to lock in and land a few guys, which, you know, Mario always finds a way, right, to close on a couple players that we don't think he will. If he can get Cyrus, then I think they still look good. The reason why I don't know if USC is going to win it, because I don't think they care. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they want to fill up the 20 scholarships or however much they would need in order to win a Pac-12 recruiting race. I think they literally want to have a ton of spots open for portal kids. And so because of that, their strategy isn't going to be to try to fill up all these spots with high school kids. Now, obviously, you know, Relique Brown committed today, and they're still going to take, you know, as many top elite kids. But, you know, the guys that I think in a normal year they would take, I think they might pass just because they're going to probably, you know, keep that spot open for a portal kid. So my gut right now says Oregon still wins it. But, you know, if I'm going to allow me to be a geek for a second, the highest ranking per player, that might go to USC.
Okay, short answer on this one, because I think this proves a point. In 2023, who do you predict wins the recruiting crown in the Pac-12?
Was that supposed to be a simple question? That's even harder than that. Now you're asking me to predict 2 years.
Just USC?
What happens? Okay, can I make? What if I make Oregon fans upset? What if Mario Cristobal takes a job somewhere else? What if Lincoln Riley goes to my LA Rams? If Sean McVay doesn't get
assuming there's no major coaching change, which is a big assumption. But Mario's still there. Lincoln Riley's still there. They've got a little bit of a head start with the number two player in America. They're probably going to get the number one athlete in America. Does USC carry this momentum into 2023? I mean, does it look that way, or at least that the table's set to potentially do that?
I mean, right now, the 2023 class for USC looks like it should be pretty good. Okay. You know, you mentioned Malachi Nelson. I think you mentioned Malachi, right? Is that what you said, the number two or whatever?
Yeah, number two overall player. I think that's Malachi Nelson, right?
We'll give him a name. Yeah, we'll give him a name.
I probably shouldn't I?
Malachi. I think they lead for Mekhi Lemon, who's a top 20 player. They lead, you know, for Zach Branch, who could end up being, you know, the number one, number two, number three receiver in that class. Yeah, I think USC has a great chance to have a huge 2023 class. And then, but again, you know, we've had the discussion. Does that kind of elevate or help out? Does that help bring the rest of the schools in the Pac-12 up a little bit? Some people would say, oh, that's great for the rest of the conference. You and I are kind of on the same page saying, hey, maybe on the whole, you know, it's good for the whole conference. But at the micro level, yeah, it hurts Oregon. Yeah, it hurts UCLA, Washington, Stanford, because guys that would normally go to those schools are now going to be going to USC. So if you're these other schools, Oregon is still going to get theirs, but they will lose a couple guys that would probably choose Oregon. UCLA will lose a couple guys. You know, Washington is going to lose a couple guys that would normally go there potentially, right? Trent McDuffie. Would he go to Washington right now, or would he go to USC and play for whoever their DB coach is? So, yeah, I think it may hurt a lot of schools from a one-on-one standpoint. I think the hope is when people say, oh, this is great for the Pac-12, is that, you know, maybe it brings up the rest of the conference and, you know, gives them a little extra juice that we don't have right now out here.
Especially when you look back and you see guys like Bryce Young and you see, you know, Keely Ringo doing well at Georgia. You see DJ Uiagalelei. I know those aren't all California kids. Keely's from Arizona, but kids leaving the region being my point, that if suddenly the Pac-12 elevates, those guys will stay. And my counter to that would be they might stay, but if USC becomes a juggernaut, they're going to stay. And Bryce Young's not going to Washington State. You know, if USC's great, DJ Uiagalelei is not going to Oregon State. That's not the way it's going to work. T-Mac, number three, I believe, receiver in America on 24/7 Sports. I know it's been mentioned that USC is going to try to make a push. You've reported that initially he wasn't planning on really being real receptive to USC. How do you feel about that recruitment? Do you still feel like T-Mac's pretty solid to Oregon, or do you think he may end up visiting USC before he makes any final decision?
So I'm talking to him at 8:00 tonight.
Oh, great. Let's have you on. Okay.
But I would be very surprised if he looks around. Okay. Like, I think he is very solid. And, you know, normally I always want to give myself an out. You know, I'd say something like, oh, you know, right now it's looking pretty good, but you never, I feel really good that he's going to stick with Oregon. So, you know, I talked to him on Sunday. Immediately after, I've talked to his mother. And I think it looks good for Oregon. But again, that was that was Sunday or Monday. It's now Thursday. Obviously, you know that Lincoln Riley. I know for a fact that he is a heavy, heavy priority for USC right now. And they've been hitting him up daily, probably to try to get a home visit. So, you know, I will let you know later tonight.
Sounds good.
What he's, you know, specifically what he's thinking. But I will say this: I would be surprised if he takes a visit anywhere else other than to Oregon. I think he looks pretty good right now for the Ducks. Really, really good. Take that pretty good out. Really good for the Ducks.
Perfect. 24/7 Sports national recruiting analyst Greg Biggins, great friend of the show. We've had him on before. There's no police chase right now, so he's free, and it's not signing day yet, so he's free. So we really appreciate the time. Thank you very much. And I didn't mean to put you in a precarious position, potentially. I just was trying to highlight potentially what USC is building very, very quickly, surprisingly,
very
somewhat surprisingly.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you very much yeah, for your time,
no,
man. Appreciate
always good
you.
Talking to you.
All
yep, right. You got it.
When, you know, you can say that I'm being a little bit of a naysayer when I say I'm surprised by USC. Biggins doesn't have a dog in the. I don't either, but if you for some reason believe that I'm ready to pounce on negativity for Oregon, Biggins does not have a dog in the fight. When he says he's surprised at how quickly USC has snatched momentum, he means it. And I think I think people really need to hear that. And it's okay to be an Oregon fan. And it's okay to say, Oregon's still going to recruit really well. Guess what? They are. 2023 is not a done deal. It's not over. It's not like, well, USC's definitely going to have the best class and Oregon's screwed. They're not. They're not. They're going to still be better than they've ever been as a recruiter prior to Mario Cristobal. But the California battles just got harder. Oregon's done a great job at Modern Day the last few years. They've done a great job. Jalen Davies, Mace Funa, Sean Dollars. Modern Day this year has four dudes who are elite. And you just heard Biggin say, 4 days ago, they were maybe getting one of them, possibly none of them. And now they're probably getting all four. Modern Day. That's a school that Oregon has landed multiple blue chip kids from in the last few years. And USC in 72 hours has completely repaired the pipeline. CJ Williams to Notre Dame? Nope. David Bailey to Stanford? Not so fast. Damani Jackson, the number one DB in America. Maybe Michigan? Maybe Alabama? Well, maybe it looks like USC now. That's how Relique Brown, number one or number two running back in the nation, committed to Oklahoma. Now he's committed to USC. They flipped things in a hurry at some of the schools and with some of the 7-on-7 programs that Oregon has feasted on the last few years. It matters because it does. USC's success doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens with the caveat that as they improve, the momentum builds. And rather than like Oregon built the momentum when they got a cave on and adjusted flow, more guys from California wanted to join those guys. USC's doing that right now. They're getting a couple guys, the Relique Browns, the Malachi Nelsons, and suddenly more guys are saying, I want to be a part of that. And the snowball is growing for USC very, very quickly. Oregon's still probably one of the top two, probably is the number one this year in 2022, and probably will remain a top two recruiter in the Pac-12. But they were number one with a bullet for 3 years, and it just got a whole lot harder. The state championship game for 6A high school football, Tualatin and Central Catholic. Looking forward to it. I will be broadcasting it as the color commentator on the Portland CW on television alongside AJ McCord, who will be the sideline reporter, and Ryan Buckley. 1080 fans know Ryan Buckley. He will be the play-by-play guy. We'll preview that game and talk a little high school football and a little bit more recruiting next on Recruiting with Andrew McCord, 1080 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
Biggins. Greg Biggins, 24/7 Sports National Recruiting Analyst, joined the show in the last segment. I thought, Mike Lynch, that he was very realistic. And I think one of the things that is interesting in that Cyrus Moss recruit, because you will find people who feel strongly that he's now going to USC. I've got to believe, doing this job and covering these kids for a year and a half, 2 years at a time, that when they've had a relationship with Mario Cristobal, who's no slouch of a recruiter, this isn't like, you know, whoever that doesn't know what he's doing. Mario Cristobal is Johnny on the spot when it comes to recruiting. He's a phenomenal recruiter. I have a hard time believing, even if Lincoln Riley's great, even if USC's momentum is becoming a little bit overwhelming in the state of California, and you heard it from Greg talking about modern day, that they might have gone from going 0-4 with four elite prospects to 4-4 with modern day, that the fact that Oregon has invested as many times, Cyrus Moss has been there, they've got Kayvon Thibodeau, they developed him, that's the same position as Cyrus Moss. I have a hard time believing out the window, sight unseen, he hasn't visited yet, that USC is now the favorite. That's just, then what am I doing? Then what am I doing year-round covering these kids if that's how quickly it changes?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's, you have to think that relationships matter in a certain way. But, boy, I guess I just don't get it. Lincoln Riley goes to USC, and within 2 days, it's like recruiting is blowing up that quickly. It's still the same program. I mean, yes, he's a hot shot, great offensive mind head coach and one of the best head coaches in college football. But I mean, that repairs USC like that. It's so weird to me. But then on the flip side, you look at like Urban Meyer went to Ohio State and they were fixed immediately, right? When he got there, it was like, and they're amazing again. So it's possible. I mean, we know that USC is a juggernaut. They've just had terrible coaching,
a sleeping giant,
for so many years that it set them back. But if it's going to happen this quickly, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It's you don't even know the guy, and people are like, yeah, he's going to go to USC. But you, okay. And the thing with Cyrus Moss, he's not even from California. You would think of like LA guys, like, okay, I get it. You want to stay close to home, and now you've got the hot shot, and USC is USC, but he's from Nevada. Like, I don't get it.
And it's not going to happen with everybody. I mean, listen to Biggins talk about T-Mac. You know, he knows T-Mac better. You know, Huffman we relied on for JT Tuimoloau because he's shut things down, and Huffman was the source. And you had people reporting he's committing on Monday in the spring, and it was completely fabricated, and that was proven within the family that they said that report was completely made up. I mean, Huffman knew what was going on throughout that whole recruitment. Biggins knows the T-Mac recruitment. He knows it. And for him to say he feels really confident, he said, not just from him, but also his mom. Now, he's going to talk to him at 8 p.m., and maybe he'll say, I'll go take a look and see. But it sounds like Biggins is very, very, very confident they're going to get T-Mac. That's the number three receiver in America. That's a major get. Kelvin Banks, I talked to you today. He is solid, and he said he's ready to sign, and it's an easy decision. Well, that sounds really, really good for Oregon because he's a five-star offensive lineman. So if you get T-Mac, if you get Kelvin Banks, this is still a phenomenal recruiting class. But you'd also be ignoring reality if you said nothing's changed for Oregon. Because Cyrus Moss was going to be kind of a lay-in. He wasn't going to go to Alabama, I don't think. There was any chance he was going to go to Arizona State. 100% of predictions for Oregon. I predicted he'd go to Oregon like 6 months ago. And I never once was like, well, who knows? It was like, no, it's Oregon. It's got to be Oregon. And now suddenly it's like, well, Lincoln Riley's head coach at USC, so it's USC. Look at the modern day guys. That's been an Oregon pipeline the last few years. Jalen Davies, an Under Armour All-American. Mace Funa, four-star linebacker. Sean Dollars, one of the top running backs in the country. Oregon's done a great job at modern day. Lincoln Riley flipped modern day in 48 hours. Modern day is a USC pipeline state or pipeline school. You can't argue it. And I talked to a 7-on-7 coach who coaches, I screwed this up. He's either the director or the coach. He's the guy. But they sometimes want to be called directors. They sometimes want to be called coaches.
The head guy.
The head guy.
The head cheese.
For a major 7-on-7 program in California, they compete for national titles. And Oregon has cleaned up with guys. And he DM'd me basically like, ha, 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 ha. It's hilarious that you have Oregon fans in your mentions right now saying Lincoln Riley, USC is good for Oregon. I've talked to our players, and he has all 4- and 5-star guys. All they're talking about in warmups right now, all they're talking about being excited right now is, oh my God, USC is going to be amazing. He's like, Oregon's going to have to fight for any of our players from now on because they're all excited about USC now. And some of that's going to wear off.
I was going to say, how much of that is just like, hey, it's you opened up the present and here it is. And it's going to be like, you know, I don't know what the time range is, 3 or 4 months down the road. And all of a sudden it's like, OK, Lincoln Riley's the head coach of USC and the excitement fizzles.
Some of that's going to happen. Unfortunately, and Oregon will tell you this behind the scenes more than anybody. Now, I haven't had Mario Cristobal tell me this. I just know how Oregon operates and they believe this. Momentum in recruiting is everything. You heard Greg Biggins touch on it. I know Oregon's philosophy when it comes to recruiting momentum because I've talked to the recruits about it. Momentum is everything, and right now Oregon has to focus on a Pac-12 title game, and USC gets to be on the road recruiting, and we're 2 weeks from signing day. Now, Oregon can counteract some of that after the Pac-12 title game because they can hit the road and recruit as well. But right now, USC is getting a free run while Oregon and Utah are focusing up for a football game, and you better believe that matters. It matters. Oregon cares about momentum as much as anybody. I've talked to recruits, multiple recruits, over the years. There was one point where I knew that Oregon had 6 commitments lined up. 6. All silence because they wanted to space them out so they had positive momentum every week or every 2 weeks. So in some cases, it was like, yeah, I committed, but I want to wait to announce till my birthday. Perfect. Slotted in there. And then they're just slotted in. So they chose that. And in some cases, it's like, hey, this kid's committing on his birthday. Why don't you just wait a few days? So you're not committing on the same day. Let's space them out a little bit. Oregon had a stretch, and intelligent fans talked about this on social media. Oregon had a stretch one summer where they got a commitment like every Thursday or every Friday, 6 out of 7 weeks in a row. That wasn't by accident. Kids didn't just randomly choose Friday. Oregon kept, or Thursday or whatever day it was. It might even been Monday. There was one day of the week that Oregon kept getting all their commitments on that day of the week. Didn't happen by accident. It was positive momentum. Every week, Oregon was getting a 4-star prospect. Gosh, Oregon's on a hot streak. Oh my gosh, the hot streak's still going. Oh my gosh, the hot streak's still going. Oh my gosh, this is lasting all summer. That was intentional. Momentum is everything in recruiting. When you're the school being talked about, it makes it that much more likely high school kids are going, everybody's talking about Oregon. I better go check it out. And right now, everybody's talking about USC. And some of that will cool off. Unfortunately, we're less than two weeks till signing day. So it may be that excitement doesn't cool off until after 80% of the top prospects in America have already signed that binding letters of intent. That's what Oregon's battling against. But they've got a big lead. Number 10 class in the country. USC started the day outside the top 100. I asked Biggins to predict who will finish with the number one recruiting class in the Pac-12. He says Oregon because he doesn't think USC will necessarily make a run at 25. I think it's going to be Oregon too. But I think it's going to be tough. And I think if USC gets Cyrus Moss, it's going to get close. Got to preview the 6A state title game to Tualatin Central Catholic. That'll be next on Recruiting with Andrew Nimmick on 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
Okay, so I'm still going to preview the 6A state title game in Oregon, Tualatin Central Catholic. It'll be quick, but we'll get there. But first, the biggest blowout in NBA history, the Memphis Grizzlies have defeated the Oklahoma City Thunder 152-79. I don't know what that is as far as total. It's 73-point differential. They almost doubled them up.
Largest in history.
Largest in history. Unbelievable. Tualatin and Central Catholic.
By the way, the Grizzlies scored more points in the paint than the Thunder scored points.
Yikes.
Just so you know.
Tualatin at Central Catholic. Saturday at noon. 6A state title game. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a really good time. Central Catholic survived a late scare from Jesuit, 35-28. It was 35-14. Jesuit scored, kicked an onside kick, got it back, scored. And then Central Catholic was able to kind of control things. And then Tualatin just slapped West Lynn. This Tualatin team is really good. Really good. I can't put a point spread on it. I'm calling the game. But Tualatin is so big, and they've got so many good athletes. Cole Prusha, 6'3", 200-pound receiver. Richie Anderson, who's a recruit for next year, 6'4", 220 pounds. Peter Burke is a 6'5", 210-pound wide receiver. They've got Kellen Hale, who's like a 6'3", 220-pound guy. They go like 6'3", 6'4", 6'3", 6'5", for their wide receivers and tight ends. And all of them are 200 pounds plus. Their running back might be a first-team All-State running back. He had 2,000 all-purpose yards, Malik Ross. Playing at like 80% because he's got a bad ankle. He still ran for two touchdowns and threw a touchdown pass in the state semifinal game. They've got a senior quarterback who's very talented, and their backup, Jack Wagner, rotates in for running plays. He had two rushing touchdowns against West Lynn, and one of them was like a 50-yarder. He also rotates in at linebacker and had an interception. He also rotates in at punter and had a nice long punt. So as a rotational player, two rushing touchdowns, an interception, and a punt against West Lynn. A really nice punt against West Lynn. And then Central Catholic's going to counter with Crew Newman, one of the best sophomore quarterbacks on the West Coast, definitely in the state of Oregon. Crew Newman was the offensive player of the year in the Mount Hood Conference as a sophomore quarterback. Something like 33 touchdowns and three interceptions, and can also run the ball. Riley Williams, 6'7", 235 pounds, now listed as the number two tight end in America and borderline five-star status on Three Sports. Number four tight end in America on 24/7 Sports. Riley Williams, two touchdown catches. Jordan King, one of the most criminally underrated recruits in the state of Oregon. He's a senior. He's 6'3", 210 pounds. He had three interceptions. One was a pick six. Multiple catches. Central Catholic's got Amarion Winston, the Oregon commit, the four-star edge rusher, got a sack. It's going to be a really good game. And I think what it's going to come down to is Tualatin is physical and big everywhere. And Central Catholic has Riley Williams and Jordan King, these immense game changers. Can they enforce their will and make plays against the Tualatin team that feels starting to feel like a team of destiny? Good juniors and seniors all over the field. Reigning Gatorade Player of the Year, Cole Prusha. A senior quarterback against a sophomore quarterback. If Tualatin can get pressure on Crew Newman and force him into making mistakes, they've got a chance to win it. If Central Catholic can control the run game with Ellis Bynum, an elite senior running back averaging 12.4 yards a carry, scoring on 22.4% of his touches, then I think Central Catholic can win. It's going to be a battle of wills. Who enforces their will on the other one? Who sets the tone? Can't wait to be on the call. Portland CW at noon. Ryan Buckley on the call alongside me. AJ McCord will be the sideline porter. Next week, we're previewing signing day. Thank you for listening to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 10 of the Fan. It's been a good 5 hours. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.